Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
And now we will bring on our host, Ms. Lalita Rasool, and she will give us the book of the week. Ms. Lalita, are you there?
I am. Thank you, Asiya.
You're welcome.
Greetings, salutation, and Inlakesh, everyone, on this April 1st, and we will not be fooled today. I'm very happy to share the book of the week. It is The Power of Now. I highly recommend this book. It's by Eckhart Tolle, which is spelled T-O-L-L-E. It's also narrated by Eckhart Tolle. It's 7 hours and 37 minutes, and it's really very wonderful. He helps us make a journey into the power of now. You will need to leave your analytical mind and its created false self and the ego behind as you access the now, which is everywhere. It's in the body, in silence, and in the space all around us. In this book, there are keys to entering a state of inner peace. You can use this to bring you into the now, into the present moment, where problems do not exist. It is here that you can find your joy and you are able to embrace your true self. It is here that you discover that you are already complete and perfect. And although the journey is challenging, Eckhart Tolle offers simple language in a question and answer format, and the words themselves are signposts to guide you on your journey. There are new discoveries that are being made along the way, and you are not in your mind. You can find your way out of psychological pain and authentic human power. This is a way of surrendering to the now. When you become fully present and accepting of what is, you open yourself to the transformational experience of the power of now. So I encourage everyone to get this book. You can get it for free at audible.com. They have a 60-day trial offer, so you can sign up and get this book for free while you're deciding whether you want to keep audible.com, and you can't do better for the price. So I would encourage everyone to do this, as it would be great benefit to you. Today we are going to have open lines, and we do have someone who has some information to share with us about her experience with ancestors. But before we get to that, I wanted to give you the thought for today. And the thought for today is, it is in fear that we humans believe that we are more worthy than one another. So I hope that you will ponder this, and I'm sure that you can come up with many, many, many moments of understanding just based on that one idea, that it is in fear that we humans believe that we are more worthy than another. It says it all, doesn't it? When we think that we are greater than someone else, it's because we're afraid. We're working in fear. Well, I'm very happy to be here April 1st, and the lines will be open for callers, and as you already heard, we do have our final message on the blood moon, which is coming up this weekend. So this will be our final message for this period of time until we start talking about it again as we near September for the fourth and final blood moon. So if there's any callers on the line, we'll take them. Otherwise, we'll start talking about ancestors.
We don't have any callers as of yet.
I thought our guest was on the line. She's not there.
Oh, I thought you meant before her. I'm sorry. Holly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome,
thanks for
Holly.
Calling.
Hi, welcome. First off, thank you so much for allowing me to share my experiences with you all. I'm excited because I think this is an awesome topic.
I think so, too, and we're really happy to have you here. This is something that we have not talked about before, and I think you have things to share that others will be happy to hear. So you have the floor. We are happy to have you here.
Okay, well, good morning, everyone, and happy new day, as Asiya says, on April 1st. And I really would love to share my experiences as it relates to connecting with ancestors. My experience has, and I kind of went through my notes, my journal, to kind of pull out some dates, but a lot of the key dates, I really don't remember when I first got the ancestor spray. But I started using the ancestor spray, and again, for those who know me, know that I was diagnosed with cancer, and I used to spray ancestor spray, the frequency spray that you have on my breast that was affected, and then just different areas. And at that time, I didn't know what I was doing, but it just felt right to ask them to come forward or to help me, or, saying hi or welcome. But I don't think I called them forward because I think at that time I was a little freaked out. I didn't want anything extra. But I continue to do it. And a key thing I wanted to note about that, as it relates to the ancestor spray, I think one of the key contributing factors or the effects of it is that you are able to connect with your ancestors. It helps you to develop that frequency. And the other piece is that it is effective on tumors. And with mine, it was effective. It assisted in that in terms of when, again, for my first chemo session, my tumor had decreased more than half. And by the time I was finished halfway through, they couldn't find any disease. And my final analysis was no disease. So I think that is something I just wanted to call out. But again, I didn't know what I was doing. And so I had my final treatment, which was on February the 10th, which I'm excited about. And then, Lyota, you and I had talked, I believe, because I was asking my body, when do you and I talk? And I think it was like maybe a couple of days later, like the 13th of February. And I called you to tell you that I was seeing stuff. And I didn't know what it was. And I was excited a little bit because, A, my medicines was kind of wearing off. And so my gift to see started kind of coming back, but at the same time, it will freak me out because I'm like, oh, what is all of this I'm seeing? So when I called you, you confirmed that, oh, Holly, that's just your ancestors, and you just said it so nonchalantly because I'm like, I'm glad you're cool about what I'm seeing. So then you called me, and then you asked me that I want to connect with them, and I was like, yeah. So you told me to call myself, and we connected, and you asked my ancestors or asked me or taught me basically how to bring them forward. And that was because I was ready, and we brought them forward. And I tell you, once we did that, it was such an amazing experience because my room did begin to fill up. I was able to see more things, and they were actually coming towards me. And instead of having this overwhelming feeling of fear, I felt love. I mean, it was just the most amazing experience. I mean, it's almost better than Christmas. Like at Christmas when you were a child, you couldn't wait till Christmas comes because you couldn't fall asleep. I mean, it was like a childlike love I've never felt. And one of the other key points that I wanted to make is through our work together, we know that some of the things that came forth was about some issues I had dealing with abandonment, feeling lost, alone, making bad decisions, which, again, was followed by the, being alone and wanting to get along versus make decisions to get along versus doing the right thing. And so those feelings dissipated. They went away. And from that day on, I no longer felt that feeling of being alone. It was like, again, the most amazing feeling. And I was so appreciative that you were there as well because, again, you're a professional and you have more experience in your confirmation of, letting me know that, my body was telling me the right thing and what I was seeing was what I was seeing and what I was feeling was what I was feeling. And so you also taught me how to speak to them. So I was able to actually, have a conversation. And so for those that are out there, it wasn't like, I'm like, hey, how you doing? My name is Holly. And they were talking back. It wasn't as simple as that. But what would happen was I would receive answers two ways. One would be through my body pendulum, where I would ask a question and my body responses, which are to yeses and nos, will respond as such. And then the other way that I would hear would be just like thoughts flowing through my mind, like how you're kind of sitting down and you're like, oh, I think I'm hungry. Oh, I think I'll stop by that store. It was kind of like that's how it was popping through my head. But it was very appropriate or relevant to what I was asking, the response to my questions. So Lyota was asking me because my children, I have two young boys, were kind of like all over the place. And I had started making some bad decisions, so cause and effect, I was kind of going through that. And she told me to ask for help. And so I simply asked for help. And the funniest thing, my family's from the South, the funny thing that I heard was I heard, "Lord, yes," like to the response of helping me with my children. And I just, it was just the funniest thing because I just was so amazed that I heard that. And and if you could bear with me, I could just kind of share some of the thoughts and overwhelming, you know, it's just like everybody was talking at once.
You have time. You don't have to rush. You have time to share. And I'm still smiling about that moment when about the children. Because,
oh, my God. They were like, yup, Lord, yes. Because I just heard, if you just imagine, like, an older grandmother from down in the South, you know, like, Lord, yes, help this child. When Lord, yes, when Lord, yes. And so I just thought that was hilarious. And some other things, you know, I would hear as the days go by, but especially that day, was, you know, make better decisions. It was like almost the floodgates in a release valve was open, because it was as if they were, like, seeing me go through all these things that I was going through. And Lila would explain to me, they were there. They're kind of, like, wrenching their hands, like, you know, like in worry, like how we make decisions. But when we opened up the gates to ask them to come forward for those who love me, they did. And it was like, I just, like the floodgates of love just, oh my God, just came through. And it was like everything that they may have wanted to tell me but couldn't, it just started happening that day. And it's like, oh Lord, I've been wanting to tell you, like, child, you need to make better decisions. And, you know, the other part was that, you know, I am loved. Because I, you know, sometimes when you're going through situations, regardless of what it is, a lot of times people tend, and I was included in this, my situation, to feel alone. And I don't have that because I can make a choice, but the choice that I made, I don't feel like, oh, Lord, or abandoned or, you know, alone. It's like I have that. And then the other cool thing is that a lot of times when we're working with healers such as yourself, Lyota, we become codependent. So that helped me kind of, you know, not become as codependent on you and start to rely on myself, my gifts, and the connections of my ancestors and the universe that I have out there, my pendulum. But, of course, you know, I still am connected because, you know, you're a professional and you're still teaching and things of that. But I you know, kind of got that one, not kind of, I did, and that I was loved, I was enough. This is the other one. It was like, again, my house wasn't as neat as it should be, so I was getting child clean up this mess, keep your house, your home neat, and, or, you know, I would ask a question, and, you know, they'll flat out and tell me, no, that's not it, or they'll tell me yes. And so I just, you know, was enjoying and basking in that experience in itself. And then a couple of days later, I was sleep, and my son was sleeping next to me, and I heard this voice. Actually, that was on the 5th, no, the, yeah, February the 16th. No, let me back up. This is from my journal. So after you and I had connected, or you helped me connect with my ancestors, literally that evening or the next day, which was the 13th, was an evening where I had just woken up out of this, woke up. And when I woke up, I saw this profound, like, image. It was where I can see, like, it was a visible body, a head. I couldn't see distinct features, but you can see there was the head. You can see there was the eyes. You can see it was a person. And it was like, I felt like something was bothering me. So at the time I woke up, I saw this, but at the same time, I saw, like, other stuff, but I saw this profound figure that was hovering over my son and I, my sons and I, that may, whatever discomfort or fear that may have crept upon whatever was bothering us, because we live in an apartment and sometimes things can creep over, I felt instead that feeling was replaced with assurance. I was filled with comfort and protection. Like, and then I found out, because I asked the question, because I also asked where they were from and who they were, and this particular figure was Papa John. Papa John is my mother's grandfather. And, I mean, the way that I've seen pictures and I've heard about him, it was like he was like a staunch man, like, you know, back in the day they were just,
they didn't play. They had those stone faces, and that was the presence and the feeling that I got, that, you know, I was protected, me and my children were protected, and nothing was going to happen, not on his watch. It was like he was on watch. And I remember calling you, Viola, to tell you about that. And I just started kind of, that prompted me to ask questions, and I think I asked questions specifically on that day. And that day I wanted to know, well, who are they? Because you said you could ask them questions about who they are and start developing a relationship, because another key point is once you connect with them and you fail to not connect again and have conversations, that gift tends to fade away. And so I want to make sure that I don't do that. And you also told me to, you know, burn a candle or create an altar and things of that nature. So what I did was make sure I kept the little space clean, and, you know, I make candles, so I've created candles to burn specifically for them. And so it just created a beautiful scent. It created a beautiful experience for me. And so, again, I had the candle burning that night, and, you know, it just kind of made things blow away, but it made me want to know more about who they were. So I asked who they were, who were my ancestors, and I found out that they are literally from my mom's side that chose, and I don't know how they're selected to protect you or come over towards you. I don't know if they decide, and maybe you can help us out with that, Lyota. But what I found was that they were from my mom's side, and they were specifically both from my mother's parents, my grandmother and my grandfather's family. And once I started learning more about that, I started getting names popping in my head. And my mom came to visit, and I said, I told them, you know, Mom, he's coming back, and they told me that they know. And I actually started getting messages about my mother. And so my mom was, again, from the Tennessee. They had to pick cotton. And so my mother did not, she hated it. She hated being in the field or whatever, and she comes from a large family. And so I got messages from them dealing with, you know, Mommy, you know, basically I told my mom about the experience, and then they told me to tell her about this experience about her being young and trying to get out the field and making cornbread or whatever. And then I asked my mother about it, and I said, well, Mom, do you know, or does this sound familiar? And she laughed because it was right on point. She hated being in the field, and she will always try to get out by trying to cook cornbread, whatever she could. And so I just thought that that was really neat, and I told her, you know, they, you know, how it's connected and things of that nature. So like I said, names and things will pop up. I'll ask her about the names, and she will confirm some of those names. I just thought that was really cool. And another thing I wanted to say is by me developing my relationship with them, it kind of helped me evolve into connecting with my higher self. And so I was able to connect both with my higher self and my ancestors to help me through a couple of experiences and things of that nature. Let me see. I'm trying to figure out what else, if I'm missing anything out.
Well, I want to say, while you're looking through your notes and looking at your journal, one, I think this is so significant for those who are listening who don't have this relationship already, because this is really like the Calvary. This is like the help is coming. If you feel like you're surrounded and you don't have the power to do anything, it's just not true. It's just an illusion. We have very available to us the love of generations before us and the generations that we are helping produce through our living in this incarnation right now. So I think this is especially powerful, and the difference in your joy and your level of love of self increased exponentially with this experience, and it happened quite spontaneous. Even though you had been taking the frequency water for a while, it still happened in a very spontaneous way, because we were working with your own intelligence. You called me as it was time for that experience to happen, and it happened in a very gentle and easy, loving way. So if you have something else you'd like to share, we'd love to hear it. However, I definitely wanted to say that.
Yeah, and one of the things was, as we evolved, because that was a key thing, was I asked them to help us kind of develop a way of communicating so that I wouldn't get freaked out, so I would know. And I'm now able to distinguish the feelings and emotions between things that may come upon or around me that is not good and those things that are filled with love. And, in fact, like, you know how you have people come over to your house, sometimes some people have things on them, and it may change the environment, and I could feel that. And so when I would see something that I knew wasn't right or I had that feeling, I would call upon my ancestors to help come cleanse my room. And, you know, I would do the Ho'oponopono, and I mean literally the environment would change. But this is the other thing I wanted to share I thought was really neat, and you and I had talked about it, was when I had to go into the hospital for my surgery. You know, I was, you know, I don't like the feeling. We all say, you know, the feelings of hospital is not that great because, you know, you have death in life and all kind of things. So, of course, I was seeing a lot of stuff that was happening. But one of the things, and I asked my ancestors to come around and surround me with protection, and it was a bit hard for me to kind of, I knew they were there. I had that feeling of, like, I know they're there, but I could not feel the other types of feelings that I would normally feel because of the medication and things of that nature. But the thing that happened that kind of overcame that let me know that they were there, was that I would see my ancestors, like familiar faces, coming in and out into my mind's eye. Like when I would close my eyes and I couldn't sleep or anything, but I would just see them, and I would see them. It's almost like a fading motion from a PowerPoint slide, if you will. It was like you fade into one face, and then you see them smiling, and then they fade into another one. And then it even evolved where I would see individuals where you would see a mom and a dad, like a husband and wife, or, you know, whatever the mates may be. But in my particular case, it was husband and wife, and I would see them, like, kissing. And then next thing you know, you see an evolution of someone holding a baby. And then that person would evolve into, like, a teenager, young adult. Then they became elderly, and then they would fade, and it would repeat over to the next segment. So it was like I was seeing almost like an evolution of someone's life, but they were smiling. So I didn't know I don't remember what you said about this one, if it was me seeing my past life kind of come and go and I was just releasing things, or if it was my ancestors. But I know before I saw the evolution of those things changing over, I would see familiar faces that I know were my family, because you will go back into photo albums or things I remember, you would see them. But and I just thought that was neat that they found a way to communicate with me outside of what I couldn't feel. So they worked within my limitations to let me know that they were still there. And then when I came home, and now, like I said, now that I, you know, I'm kind of moving past that, I'm able to feel more, see more. And so I have the comforts again. And I just think through my relationship with them, they helped me prepare, like I said before, to build other relationships in terms of help me connect with my higher self, which is, oh my God, such an awesome experience. But I know that's a different topic. But, you know, and then the other piece you taught me was, you know, because sometimes, you know, I wasn't feeling well, so I called in the whole cavalry. I was calling all my higher self, my angels, my ancestors, everybody come and help. But that was good that you explained to me that they don't need that help. You know, everybody has their role. So this kind of, which taught me to respect their position and their role and what they can and cannot do. So, you know, don't step on your higher self's toes by thinking they can't perform or come through for you, or thinking my ancestors have certain limitations or things that they have, you know, gifts to help me. I just don't know them. And that's why it's so important for me to continue my journey of learning more about them and learning what they can do for me and learn for myself. And this is the last thing I was going to share, which I thought was so awesome. It made sense when I learned about the side of the family in which they're helping me, because it ties more into my general interest and the things that I love. So like I said, I used to make products and pull things together, and candles and fragrances and stuff like that, blend them. And so I find out, like, my grandmother was a midwife, and so she delivered all these babies, and she used to come up with things to help soothe people. And, you know, going back, you know, further and further about all this richness in my heritage that, you know, I've gotten. And one day I wasn't feeling well and I didn't want to take medicine, so I was like, I need to create something. And they helped me come up with a concoction that literally soothed and took away the discomfort that I was feeling. But a lot of times things will just come naturally for me, and now by learning where they are from and the connection, it makes so much sense. And so it makes me love that gift and that passion so much more. So overall, just connecting with my ancestors has been such a beautiful experience. I feel complete. I know that there's more parts of me and things that I need to know and, you know, are still coming about to make me even more of a whole person. But just that assurance and confidence knowing I'm not alone, that somebody's always there and, you know, helping me to with my confidence, like, Holly, you are enough. You can make better decisions. Make your decisions and think wisely. And so it makes you want to do well, not only for yourself, but for your ancestors, because it's like you're just doing well. So it's just been such a great experience. I mean, I feel love. Like, even now, I'm just, like, filled with, like, bubble and joy because it's, like, it's just amazing. And I encourage the listeners to try to do your best to connect with them. And once you get that gift of love, to nurture it so you don't lose it. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you for helping me connect. And I'm grateful for my connection with my ancestors. And I'm just so excited to learn more. And it's just, and even when you talk to them and you talk about you, just the feeling of that love to come over your body is just fabulous, and there's nothing no one can take from you. It's not like a boyfriend or a girlfriend. They're getting mad. You love that. You have that infatuation and that love, and then they get mad at you and they take it away. This is like yours, and they want to love you. It's just amazing. So thank you for sharing. I hope, you know, that my experiences will help others and encourage them to connect with that side of them. Thank you for letting me share.
I'm so happy that you came on to share this. I'm sure we'll have a lot of discussion about this. And I know I have some comments. I see you may have some, but I have quite a bit to share about what you shared. I'm very thankful that you came on. So, Holly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
So if you can stay on the line, but we're going to make some comments and see if someone else has some. But I'm very appreciative, and I think you were quite thorough. You did really good.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're keeping your journal so you had dates and times. I'm very impressed.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. And Althea, did you have any comments before I say something about it?
Oh, no, I didn't. Thank you so much for sharing that, Holly. All of that was so on point. It was a lot of confirmations for me. And I'm sure the people who are listening and who will be listening in the archives, I'm sure everybody will gain from what you shared today. So thank you.
Thank you. I hope because I know you and I still need to do our human design, and I'm so looking forward to that, the work that you do. So I'm interested to see how some of that ties in or if it is relevant.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm sure
it
is going to be relevant. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be relevant, too. And I don't know, Althea, do we need to do our commercial before we continue?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and we'll come
Soul
back.
Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
Okay, Ms. Leota, sorry about that.
Well, no, that's great. Thank you. I'm feeling so happy on this April 1st, and Holly has really started us off on such a wonderful and loving experience. I do want to just comment on a few things that she said. The idea that Holly kept bringing forward that I want to bring a little clarity to is that the idea that our ancestors are not only part of us, they are us. And when we heal, your ancestors are healed too, and those who are yet to come. Because the ones who are yet to come, when they incarnate, then they, because of the healing that Holly is doing and the growing and the learning and expansion that she's experiencing, those who choose to incarnate later will have new themes and new challenges and new opportunities that would not be possible in this incarnation or in the previous incarnations. So we are connected just as like all the trees on the planet are connected to all the other trees. And families tend to reincarnate with families. So when you think that someone is not with you or no longer is with you, they truly are. There is so much richness in having this dimension, this dimensional expansion of moving into understanding with our ancestors. And they will find, once you're open to the idea and you're asking for it, they are standing in the background just waiting for us to acknowledge them so that we can accept all the love. And one of the ways that we know is it's like a tsunami, a huge tsunami of love comes through when you are in touch with your ancestors. It's so overwhelming, it cannot be misunderstood. And if you connect with something and you don't feel that, then it's not your ancestors. It may be time for you to withdraw and do a little cleaning. But you can talk and you can share with them just as if they were here. However, they will share with you back the things that they could not share when they were physically here. So it's a very magical experience, and I would recommend that everyone make a request to be in touch with your ancestors at some level, and not just because of a crisis, but because you recognize yourself in them and vice versa. It is really an illusion if you think you are alone. Yes?
May I share one more thing?
Sure, absolutely, Holly. I'm glad you
asked. One thing that you said that I also, because like a lot of times, you know, you want it to be great experiences. So what I found was, of course, when I was in need of help, I would always call upon them, and I would feel, you know, the change of the tides and things like that. But then sometimes I just wanted to say, hello, thank you for being here, thank you for coming forth. And that was even like a stronger type of love that I would have. And then conversely, like the area that I had cleaned off for them to set my candles on, when that space became cluttered, because over time, you know, kids and stuff like that, you just live, it gets cluttered. It was like I would get this sense of, like, girl, you better clean this off. You know, what did we talk about keeping your house clean or, you know, having unnecessary stuff? So I'm like, well, I better get this cleaned off because you don't want to hear that grandmother type of, you know, because it's not like anything that's, you know, like harsh or mean, but it's just reality, and it keeps me honest. And that was one of the things I also wanted to share, because it helps me keep me honest, because a lot of times we want to do things because we want to do it, or the ego part, but it's not for your highest good. By having that connection with my ancestors, because I would ask, well, is this, you know, in my best interest for my highest good? Is this a good place for me and my family? Because the other keys, as you know, we were moving. I was trying to get out the apartment and find another place. And so we would go into homes or apartments or whatever, and I would ask them to come with me, and I would ask them, is this a good place? And they would tell me no, so I'll hurry up and go. Or if they tell me no off the bat with the address, I'll pass that, no matter how beautiful it was. I'm like, I ain't going up in there. That's like going to the frying pan. If they tell me no, don't go. And if I did go, the reason why I learned is because I didn't have great experiences. I didn't feel clean when I walked out the house. And then sometimes, you know, they were uncertain. So for my body, I would ask them, you know, my body to tell me if yes or no, or I don't know. And I would get I don't know sometimes in those homes. And so when I would go in, I would like it, but then I would ask my ancestors, you know, what do you think about this place? Is it good for me and my family? And I would get no, or I would get a yes on some of them, or I would get no response. So that helped me kind of find the home and the place we landed on. I asked the whole Calvary. I asked my ancestors, and I asked myself, my higher self, and I asked my body, and we were all in agreement, and I feel so good about the place. I mean, hopefully I was right about it, but I believe I was, because one of the things I would talk to my ancestors about is in my mind I would create, like, almost like a Neverland forest, like if you all have seen Tinkerbell or whatever, the fairy, and how they have these beautiful trees with these blooms hanging down. Well, yesterday, not yesterday, but the day before yesterday, no, yesterday, I had a bed delivered. Now, I didn't go inside the house because we still have to clean it, but when we were outside in the driveway, I looked behind, and literally there was a tree that I have always imagined that I'm putting in my home to refresh it, to keep it nice, because you had a session on nature fairies. And, again, I will confirm with my ancestors, this is a good place, and something to how we turn around. And when I saw that, and I know it was my ancestors talking to me, and because I asked, is it good for me to go in? And they would tell me no. And, of course, you also told me no, Lyle, that I'm going to the house. So I didn't go. I stayed in the car. I looked behind, and there was that tree. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is everything is moving in divine order, because which I'm glad. But I was, sometimes making sure that they keep me honest, and I just kind of reiterated that with myself, because sometimes I'll try to force the issue. But they're good, again, to help you kind of make great decisions.
Well, that's wonderful, and that's very important, because when we want something or we want to present ourselves a certain way, we sometimes get our guidance mixed up with what our ego is saying to us. So it's always good to pull back a moment, go to zero, and then ask the question and ask for clarity and the truth, and that's what happens. So I'm really glad you brought that forward. We're going to end this portion of the show now, because we've had a really good time and we went a little further in our time than we had planned. But Holly, it has been wonderful. I think that many have been helped and maybe even healed from your very genuine and wonderful translation of your events for us today. So thank you again very much, Holly.
And thank you for letting me share.
We're going to move on to the second portion of our show, which is a message, again, from the Galactic Federation, the Elohim, and the Palladians about the upcoming Blood Moon, which is coming up this weekend. And this message is delivered by Ellie Stewart, and she is. We have pre-recorded this message, and we're going to play it for you now. And there's a treat. I encourage everyone to listen to the end, because there's an opportunity. We were able to experience some amazing third eye expansion, and it was also given to the listening audience now and on archives. So I encourage you to listen all the way to the end and enjoy the gift that we got from our galactic friends. So we can play that now.
Real quick, for everyone that is listening online, we have about 17 minutes left on air, but this channeling session is going to run about 10 to 12 minutes over. So I think the people listening online, you will get cut off in 17 minutes, so you will need to call in with your phones so that you can hear the whole session. Okay.
Or listen in archives. They can listen in archives.
Yeah. But it's a few people in the chat room, so I didn't want them to get cut off in the middle of the session, because okay, no one's going to stop the recording to make the announcement. So we're going to get started now.
Thank you. I'm so happy today to have Ellie Stewart back, who is a co-founder of Soul Solution Radio and a gifted teacher and mystic. She's not only a medium and an Akashic Record reader and teacher, she's also a channeler, and she has been channeling very important information to us from the Galactic Federation and the Palladians. And she is joining us today to give us the last update before we have our April 4th Blood Moon that's coming up on Saturday night. And she also has an event, and we will post Ellie Stewart's website and phone numbers in the information for the show, and we'll be giving it out also later. So, Ellie, are you there? Are you with us today?
Yes, I'm with you. I'm with you, Loyola. How are you? I am here, and I have consciousness from the Galactic Federation, the Palladians. And I have also consciousness from the Elohim.
Fantastic. We are very happy to be blessed with this communication today, and we are excited about for not only ourselves, but for all of humanity and for the whole planet about what's going on with the blood moons, and we're so happy that we're getting this information. So we'd love to know whatever it is that is right and good for us to know concerning this.
Well, I'd like to kind of start off with an explanation, because this is not like a regular channeling session. As I sit here today, I kind of had Kevin here with me because I needed to have someone take a look at me while I'm going through this process, because I am relaying information as they are speaking to me. The vibration is very strong. It's even stronger than the one beforehand. And it feels as if I am actually in a cluster, if so to speak. So let's hop to the blood moon and why this is significant. If I pause, it's because I am listening and repeating at this time. So please bear with me. This is significant because this is going to give individuals somewhat of a glimpse into who they can fully be. And I use the term be in meaning who they can fully evolve into, because being able to operate seamlessly with this conscious effect will be new. Having this type of harmony will be new to many of the individuals who will be participating. Once again, it will be up to them to take this experience and integrate it into their daily life. And so, you know, I think the hardest part for everybody is understanding how to integrate what has been given or experienced. Am I picking up the right, or am I saying this correctly? You know, people want to know how to integrate this. And the best way to integrate it is to sit back and allow the energies to come forth, just like I'm sitting here now. And I feel this massive amount of power surrounding my entire body. Now, what I am getting ready to do is I am going to attune myself to you and Asiya, so that you may experience this also, and Kevin also, okay?
Great.
All right, so now I've just connected to the three of you. I want to know if you can feel this vibration that is coursing around you and through you right now.
I'm experiencing the whole front of my forehead, and that's where my awareness is, and it happened as soon as you said it, but then that's what I'm experiencing.
Asiya?
Yes, I am experiencing warmness in the front of my body, like my chest area, my chest and solar plexus area.
Kevin?
I'm experiencing right in the rear of my skull. There was a tingling also in the front of my chest.
We couldn't hear him.
There is a tingling sensation in the back of my head and in the front of my chest. So I'm sensing the presence right in front of me in my heart.
So now I would like the three of you to direct that energy to incorporate your entire body and experience it as it travels down into your feet. Now you are fully expanded. Now, can you tell me what you are sensing, Leona?
I am extremely erect. I'm sitting in a very erect way. That is the way that I sit when I have this kind of experience, and I'm fully centered. There's no one place that I'm feeling. I'm feeling just a wonderful, delightful, fabulous peace everywhere. And my body is aligned now. My body is lined up properly.
Althea?
The energy dispersed into many different directions. It was like different streams of energy. And they, as they dispersed out from the front of my body, they came around and circled my arms, my
yes.
neck, my face, my
yes.
leg, my feet, just swirling, like just twirling all around me, and I'm relaxed. I'm sitting straight up, but I'm relaxed, and I definitely feel just tingling everywhere, especially in my feet, and I'm just being swirled around. Yeah,
wonderful.
That's about it.
Kevin?
I feel my whole body vibrating, and I feel my arms tingling, and I feel it flowing from my feet to my head. So I feel vibrating all over my arms and the rest of my body.
Okay. So we talk about thought and action. And I've been able to do a lot of different things, but they have brought forth what true thought and action really is. As I think it, it so became, and that is the gift to all of you. But now, once again, it is up to you to exercise this ability, and it really is an ability that you have to, you know what I'm saying, you have to really work with it, and it will be an underlying platform that everything else sits upon, or it can stand alone. And you only operate from this platform. Am I making sense to you?
I'm not sure if what you're saying is that this is what people will receive during Blood Moon.
It is the expansion, because this expansion came directly through the third eye. So first, the expansion of the third eye will go, and then it will go deeper. Okay, and then this ability that you just experienced, this is kind of like giving you, it's kind of like, remember in the old days there were the giants, and then there were the little people running around hiding from the giants?
Mm-hmm.
You're the giants. You don't have to walk. You don't have to run around and hide anymore. this will be the kind of like the giant in plain sight. And along with that comes experiences that you may wish to have, and it will be so. So, for instance, like, say for instance you have a dream, and we know we're working things out in our dream state, but say a significant part of that dream you really want to have a portion of that in your daily experience now. And what if you could allow yourself to think about that experience and start creating it for yourself right now? That's part of what this is. The ability to really create your reality in real time. Let's try a demonstration of that. Give me something. What would you like to create right now in real time, besides creating a pile of, you know, $100 bills on the table? Give me something that really has meaning for you. Think about it and allow yourself to see it created within your third eye. Then move that experience and see yourself in that reality. Remember, we're dealing with a holographic ass anyway. So now begin to think about what it is that you want to have as that experience. Do you have a visual?
Yes.
Okay. Now, allow that visual that you have to be more or less the holographic image that you portray in your surroundings where you are now. How would it look? Now, Asiya, in creating that, how real is it for you when you open your eyes?
Oh, it's very real.
Yes, it's very real. It's very real. And so it's kind of like it fast-tracks all of the things that we're trying to bring into form. We're kind of giving our bringing things into form a jump start. It's kind of like those phenomenal stories that you read about in the movies or you go to the movies to see. They have these phenomenal graphics, and all of a sudden, wow, there it is. So what if you could create all of that in that holographic image and you could actually feel it taking place? Or birthing right there. Leota, remember how you say you always know when you are about to birth a new something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay,
right.
So.
This is definitely an upgrade with the third eye. It's definitely a significant upgrade.
We weren't really lacking it. We just needed a boost because think about all of the time we've spent calcifying that third eye and not really kind of making it to a point where we weren't able to utilize it the way that it was really supposed to be utilized. Hold on. They're giving me some information. So they want me to also share with you all the commitment that we have to help bring forth the rest of our evolution, not only for ourselves, but for others. That anytime we create or co-create with one another or manifest, always allow yourself to dream of what would be good for the greater good, or how can we help one another move forward, you know? More or less our evolutionary process of leave no one behind. So as we take a step forward, others will take a step forward. You know, our families, our friends, those that we know, those that we don't know, and framework it in a way that we can share the possibility with others. Just like I spent an hour today sharing what is possible to a person who is kind of like I understand energy, but I'm not so sure, so explain it to me a little bit better. And by the time that I was finished, and I know I was not working by myself as I was speaking, this is a person who wanted to know more. And I ended my talk with, people come to me to find out who they really are. So this will give you that glimpse into who you really are, because some people are still trying to understand that. Even though they've had different work, they're still kind of like, okay, now what am I supposed to do? And so this is the framework in allowing individuals to create what they need around them in order for them to move forward or to help someone else move forward. Asiya, so when you're doing your human design work, think of this moment or think of the moment in the blood moon, and everything comes together for you in the snap of a finger. You know, it's just there. Everything in, I call it holographic time. That's about as real as we can get, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, there is a level of quietness right now. Is anybody there?
Well, Ellie, we were being quiet because you specifically said if there was any pauses, that it was to allow you to continue to talk. Otherwise,
yeah.
You know, so we were giving you those pauses, but if you're ready to not have them.
I'm ready. I just wanted you all to have this experience, and the listening audience, when you all are listening, allow yourself to attune to what we are doing, and you too will be able to experience.
Well, okay. Actually, you just touched on what I was going to ask. I wanted to ask if we could, this show is being pre-recorded, so it will not be playing live on Wednesday. It will be playing as a pre-recorded show, and I wanted to ask that if this could be given to the audience as well so that they can have the same experience. You specifically shared it with either three of us, but I'm asking for all of those who will listen tomorrow and in the future on the archives, if they may have something as well. Is that possible?
I'm doing it right now.
And who is it? Is this the collective energies of the Palladians and the Galactic Federation who are doing this to
yeah,
whom may we be thankful?
This is a collective consciousness. This is a group effort. And I'm not sure who does what. That's never really been important to me. But we will experience the consciousness of all three as this goes forward. And we start at 11:45 p.m. on Friday, and we go all the way through 8 a.m. on Saturday morning.
When you say we start, what are you saying? Are you saying that you're going to have...
For Blood Moon, I'm going to open the teleconference at 11:45 p.m. on Friday, April 3rd. At 12:30 a.m. on April 4th, that's 12:30 a.m. in the morning, April 4th, we will start a meditation. And about 1:30 a.m. on April 4th, that's in the morning, 1:30 a.m., the frequencies will start to come in and the work will begin to be done.
Well, thank you for that clarity. So now we know those who would like to will be making the announcement early in the show and at the end of the show today so that everyone can have that information and be in contact so that we can experience more from this collective that's really assisting humanity with growing into our divinity. So I'm very happy. And I'm happy to be able to say we're thankful to both the Galactic Federation, the Palladium, and our wonderful person who's telling us about this today, Ellie Stewart. Ellie, did you have something else to share? We've given you thanks, but you don't have to leave.
Oh, no, I'm going to. You know, when I do these things, you know, it takes a little while for my brain to get back in sync at this frequency, at this denseness. So because I have another engagement after this one, I am going to say peace be with all of you. And I will see you at 11:45 p.m. on Friday, April 3rd. And we will go Friday night into Saturday morning.
Well, Ellie, I'm going to put my bells on my ankle and be there with bells on.
Okay, yay!
I'll be on the teleconference, and I know Sia's going to be there with her sleeping bag.
I know, Sia. I'm looking. Yeah, Sia, I know Sia's going to be there, so I'll mark your spot.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Before you go, I just want to check, does anybody have any questions for Ellie while we still have her just for a moment before she leaves? And we'll be getting questions from our listening audience for after the Blood Moon and hope to have you back later in the month to answer any questions.
Oh, that would be fabulous. I would love to come. I would love to come. And I just want to say thank you all very, very much for having me on and for listening and for participating. This is so important. And thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you, Ellie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ellie. Thank you, Kevin. In Lakesh.
In Lakesh.
In Lakesh, Kevin.
In Lakesh.
Ms. Layout, are you there?
I am. I'm right here, and it was great to experience it a second time. I can't encourage people enough to listen to this archive. I may be going back to that before Saturday so I can get some more of that. That was great.
It was. And just for everyone who was listening and who plans on participating, The time that Ellie gave when she's opening the teleconference at 11:45, that's Central Standard Time. So that'll be 12:45 Eastern Standard Time. So 12:45 a.m. April 4th Eastern Standard Time is when the teleconference will open up. Okay? So I just wanted to clarify that for everyone.
And they can go to pathwaysoflight.com to register?
Yes, pathwaystolight.org. And the information is description for this show. So, yeah, you can visit her website to sign up if you haven't already. Yeah.
Well, I want to encourage everyone to join us next week. We have Stephen Carroll, Reverend Stephen Carroll, who is a minister of the Fae, Faith, which is the large nature spirits that inhabit each regional area. So we want to encourage you. This is a great show. We have pre-recorded it. It's spectacular. I've already experienced it, and I think you will really love this show. And that will be next Wednesday. So we look forward to being back with you again, and ththank you all for joining us. In Lakesh, everyone.
In Lakesh, everyone. Have a great day.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.